Hello, welcome to the Detailers Cast. My name is Chris. This show is sponsored by Zirconite UK. Today, I'm joined by Stuart Colling from Sick Detailing. How are you, Stuart?
I'm a buzz. How are you, Chris?
Yeah, I'm good, buddy. I'm very well. Thank you very much. So you spent the day with us today?
Yeah, had a nice day down here in...
Where are you?
Yeah, good question.
In the middle of nowhere.
Middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
We should be used to that.
Yeah.
Quite rural myself, so.
Yeah, so you guys are based up in Goole near Selby, is that right?
Yeah, just Goole, Selby, North Doncaster area.
Yeah.
Quite a broad area, but yeah, in the middle of everything, to be fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice part of the world.
It's quiet enough, yeah.
Does the job, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
So, in terms of today, you had fun?
Yeah, I had a great day. Some different products and things like that.
Yeah.
Got to try and looking forward to using them in the future, to be honest.
Good, good, good. Enjoyed it as well?
Yeah, yeah, really enjoyed it.
Good.
Nice to eventually meet you in Lorraine.
I know, it's been, well, COVID's been a bit of a nightmare. It's not giving everybody opportunity to get around, has it?
No, not at all.
I'd say. In terms of Sick Detailing, SIC Detailing, yeah, Sick Detailing, which I'm guessing is your initials as well.
Yeah, that's my initials, yeah.
Good. When did you start? Tell us a bit about your history as a company.
So I've started about 10 months ago. It's not something I've just done out of nowhere. It's something I've been passionate about for the last 10, 15 years. And basically this time I've just decided to start it and go with it and run with it. And it's just gone from strength to strength, really.
I've seen a lot of your social media and obviously we work with you on a product supply basis, but you just seem to be going and going and going, which is great news.
Yeah, really, really good, to be honest. I never thought I'd be going to the level or working on the level of cars that I would be, but mega thankful to Zirconite and my customers for that. It's great, yeah. Looking forward to the next 10 months, so to speak, and see how we go on from there.
So in 10 months, that's quite big growth.
That's
good news. And what are some of the challenges you've had in that time?
One of the main challenges I've found is just the variety of products out there. I mean, it's just a minefield.
Yeah.
You can just walk in and most places or internet sites or things like that, people that sell, and there's just products out there that you just, you can be a minefield of what's right for you. So I tend to be finding the right products that work for you, and I seem to have got the right ones that seem to be working for me at the moment and give me the results that I need.
Yeah, I mean, it is a minefield, you're quite right. And you've seen our product list alone is extensive, should we say, and we're just one provider. And when there's millions of other providers and then exponentially out from there, millions of other products, sticking to something that you find that works for you is what you got to do, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, one thing I know my customers go mad for a moment is Zirconite Speed Magic. I mean, it's just, gloss levels are off chart, protection, slick feeling. Yeah, my customers love it, absolutely love it.
Well, that's and thanks for that. It's we appreciate the feedback on it. And I think it was you. Was it you that messaged me not long after getting some and asked if you could buy shares in? They're not available. It's not an IPO company, so. Not publicly listed at this stage. But,
yeah.
It's a phenomenal product, and I guess there's always things coming from ourselves and from our manufacturers, Concept Chemicals, based in Manchester. What's the main kind of stuff that you do for your customers? Where do you specialize really in terms of?
I tend to go from the basic in and out, what I call a business call. I call it a maintenance valet. It's far from basic. I don't do mini valets or anything like that. I can do an exterior only, an interior only. And then we just go up from there. So I do a midline, what's called a midline package, where you're getting, it's a bit more decontamination on the outside and stuff like that. And then we've got the highline package, where we're going really deep inside, really deep outside, machine enhancement and stuff like that. Further on from that, there is the paint correction side, the ceramic coatings, and I'll be releasing another package coming on, which I'm going to call Blow the Wheels Off.
Right, okay.
And it's going to be one where basically the wheels will be coming off, it's the inner arches, it's going to be a level up from the high line.
Yeah.
It's going to be a real, real deep clone.
A real good package. So
yeah,
for customers with cars in and around the Goole and Selby area. Yeah. You want a wheel? What did you call it?
Blow the wheels off.
Blow the wheels off package from Sick Detailing, and they can find out the information at sickdetailing.co.uk.
Yeah, that'll be coming up in the next few weeks. That
good. And of course, you're also on Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah.
And we've seen your work on there, which looks awesome. And you said you were exploring a bit of TikTok as well.
Yeah, well, it seems to be the latest, greatest social media thing. So I'm dabbling in it, maybe not as much as I should be, but it's, trying to find my way around it.
And I guess, again, this kind of goes back to, you know, the Detailers Cast is all about how do we build businesses that work and grow and are sustainable. So I guess really it's knowing which social media platforms play on.
I mean, my 11-year-old niece could probably work TikTok better than I can, to be honest, but hey-o.
Hey, I'm the same with my kids at home. It's they're an absolute inspiration in that regard. So what's next for Sick Detailing then?
So for me next is I'm currently searching for a small unit in and around Selby Ghoul area. Get a studio set up, that's my next goal. I've got my van. Got my van how I like it, looks pretty well.
Yeah, it's a nice looking van.
But yeah, studio's the next one, definitely. That's the goal.
Yeah, and some more intense work by the sounds of it. I mean, if you're going to go studio based.
Yeah, definitely. I need to be. That's where I think I need to be. It's what I get the most enjoyment out of, if I'm honest. The ceramic coatings, the paint correction. That's where I feel I get the most job satisfaction out of it.
Yeah,
I mean, don't get me wrong, I still enjoy turning somebody's car around that's had a dog trampling all over the back of it and making it look nice and new for them inside. But yeah, the paint correction, personally for me, that's where I tend to get the most enjoyment out of it.
Yeah, is that behind a DA or a rotary?
Yeah, buzzing me hands to death. That's the one.
No, I'm in the same place as you, and but then that finish when once that car's done and coated is seeing that customer's face is
that's it. That's it. When you can just sit back, look, and just see the light bouncing off all angles of the bonnets and stuff like that. I mean, the ceramics, the ZQ98 ceramics are just, unbelievable.
Yep. And I guess one more, you've kind of gone through that early phase of business. If you were going to talk to somebody just starting out in this industry and give them some advice, what would it be?
Just do your research, really. That's all I can suggest is just do your research. There's plenty of groups out there and there's a lot of people kind of guide you in the right ways. At the end of the day, everybody has something that works for them.
Yeah.
And everybody's going to have a difference of opinion. Somebody might think it works for them and it might not work for somebody else. It's just a difference of opinion. You've just got to find your own feet and find out what works for yourself, to be honest. Market yourself in the right way. And it'll just, it'll either, you just got to be confident with it.
I think you're right. And I mean, we were speaking earlier on and talking about, you have a number of favorite products that you've been using for years and and you're happy with and you know, our job as a business partner with you effectively in terms of a supplier relationship is not to try and, yes, we want to sell products to everybody and we'd love everybody buying all of our products, but that's not how we operate. It's like, well, if you want to try this, try it. If it works for you, fine. If it doesn't, let us know. Tell us why, because we'll take that feedback back. And I think hopefully that kind of gives you a bit more confidence.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, because you can buy a lot of off the shelf products, but it's not coming with that. You can't turn around to manufacturer and give it that feedback where you can with Zirconite. We can work with you and say it's not really working in this way. I'm not really, or it is really working in this way. I've not found anything yet that don't work.
No touch wood, I guess, from RAM. Well, and I do know, I think I know, there might be something to take away when you come up to Manchester with us in August as part of our visits. There's certainly talk of a couple of development products that, we haven't even seen yet being given out to you guys to have a play with. And I think that, again, it kind of goes back to our relationship with Concept in terms of they're looking to they work on real world results as well as independent lab testing. That's important, but it could be the best product in the lab, but if it doesn't work for you guys, and I think that's where you're always singing the praises of Bead Magic to us, which is it does what it's meant to do, and it's easy.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll be looking forward to getting that feedback from you.
Yeah, definitely. It's one of my favourites, is that one.
Good. So, Stuart, once again, thanks for joining us. And people can find you at SICDetailing, SICDetailing.co.uk, on Facebook, on Instagram. What's your best number to reach you on if they want to get their cars looked after in your area?
07557-858-389.
Good. Thanks ever so much for joining us.
Thank you, no worries.
Really appreciate you coming down, and we look forward to seeing you again.
Lovely.
All right, buddy.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers, buddy.